Poor Uncle Dave goes to a tea party. It was a quiet Sunday in the Carter household. Daddy had decided to make the most of the good weather by heading out for a long bike ride, while Mummy had made it clear that she was going to have a relaxing day and was sat on the sofa reading her book with a cup of tea in hand. With a whole day at home ahead of them, Emma and Sophie had both decided they would use the time to host the tea party. "We can invite our favourite teddies," Sophie had said with great excitement when they came up with the idea. "And we can hold it in the playhouse," Emma said with just as much enthusiasm. "Just try not to make too much mess," Mummy pleaded half-heartedly from the sofa as she overheard their plans. Far from being a mess, the playhouse was very neatly decorated for a very fancy tea party. The small table had been covered with a brightly coloured tea towel tablecloth, and some floral bunting had been strung haphazardly across the ceiling. Emma and Sophie were laying out the last of their plastic teacups when there was a knock on the door. Mummy was stood outside, now wearing her coat and boots. "Sorry, girls, but we need to go out for a little bit," she said when Emma pushed the door open for her. "The alarm's going off at my nursery, and I need to check on it before Mrs. Davis complains." "Again." "But we haven't even started the party yet," Sophie cried, almost instantly looking on the verge of tears. "We have put a lot of work into it, Mummy," said Emma, gesturing to the neatly laid out playhouse. "I know you have, sweetheart, and I'm hoping we won't be out too long," Mummy said with an apologetic smile. "Quicker you both get ready, the quicker you'll be back. I might even be able to find you some real cake for the party, if you're extra good." With the promise of cake sweetening the deal, Emma and Sophie reluctantly left the playhouse to find their coats. As they crossed the drive to Mummy's car, Emma and Sophie were suddenly aware of something very blue making its way towards them. It was Uncle Dave, dressed in a very funny outfit. He wore a blue and white bobble hat, a blue and white scarf, a blue and white t-shirt with blue and white shorts. His shins were covered by very long blue and white socks, and he even had a pair of blue and white shoes with blue and white laces. It was an odd look that neither Emma nor Sophie had ever seen on him before, and they didn't know whether to laugh or be concerned. "Hello, Uncle Dave," Mummy said, barely stifling a giggle. "This is a surprise." "Shouldn't be," Uncle Dave said, still beaming broadly. "Your husband said I could come round and watch the big game this afternoon. Didn't he tell you?" The blank look on Mummy's face suggested Daddy hadn't. She smiled anyway and laughed it off. "Didn't realise it was today, that's all." "Are you not going to stay and watch it with me?" Uncle Dave asked, noticing the open car doors. "Afraid not," Mummy replied. "Alarm problems at the nursery." "It's ruined our tea party," Sophie piped up, still scowling. "The guests didn't even have a chance to arrive," Emma said sadly. "Well, I don't mind keeping an eye on them if they want to stay," Uncle Dave offered. "I might even convert them to the footy." The girls' frowns immediately turned upside down, not at the thought of watching football, but at the chance to stay at home and host their much-anticipated tea party. "Please, please, please, Mummy," they said in unison. "Well, if Uncle Dave's all right with it, I don't see why not," Mummy said, secretly relieved that she wouldn't have to take the girls with her after all. "Of course," Uncle Dave replied. "I've even brought my own snacks so we can make it a proper tea party." That settled it. The girls dashed back to the house without a second thought. "Be good for Uncle Dave, please," Mummy called after them. "And don't..." But it was no use. They were already gone. Uncle Dave dropped onto the sofa and had just switched on the television when Emma and Sophie returned with their favourite cuddly toys. A small fluffy rabbit called Bunnykins and a bear in an elegant blue dress called Lady Ted's. "What are you doing?" Sophie asked with a raised eyebrow. "Getting ready for the match," Uncle Dave said excitedly. "But our tea party's ready down in the playhouse," Emma said with a frown. "And you did tell Mummy you'd keep an eye on us." Well, that's more a figure of speech," Uncle Dave said, finally catching their drift about him joining them at their tea party. "Perhaps you could move it in here so we can still see the television." "Absolutely not," Sophie said, as if this was the most offensive thing Uncle Dave had ever said to her. "Tea parties must be held in the tea house." "We have put a lot of work into it, Uncle Dave," said Emma earnestly. Uncle Dave glanced at the television. It was still in the pre-match build-up, and kickoff wouldn't be for another 20 minutes or so. "I'll come out for a few minutes," Uncle Dave said, "but only until the match starts. Then I'm coming back inside." "Thank you, Uncle Dave," Emma and Sophie both smiled, grabbing a hand each as they passed to make sure that he followed them. If the playhouse was small for Emma and Sophie, it was tiny for Uncle Dave. He had just about managed to squeeze himself inside, with his knees drawn so far back that they were nearly touching the ceiling and bunting flapping in his face. The cramped conditions didn't dampen his spirits, though, and he threw himself into the tea party with his usual Uncle Dave gusto. Emma and Sophie howled with laughter and frustration every time clumsy Uncle Dave knocked the teacups onto the floor. He pinched teaspoons off Lady Ted's saucer and plotted with Bunnykins to steal more lettuce leaves for their sandwiches when Emma and Sophie's backs were turned. They were all having so much fun that none of them realised they had been out in the playhouse for much longer than Uncle Dave had first promised. It was only when he caught a brief glimpse of his watch that he realised the time. "The match!" he cried. "I've missed the first quarter of an hour already! I'm really sorry, girls, but I have to go." "But we're only on the first course," Sophie said. "You can't leave yet." "Please stay, Uncle Dave. Please," Emma said in that tone he couldn't resist. "Well, I did come to watch the football, girls," Uncle Dave reminded them, trying to stand his ground. But with two young children on the verge of tears sitting between him and the only exit, Uncle Dave sighed in defeat. "Okay, then." Sophie's tears miraculously vanished, and a broad grin returned to her face as she poured the 14th round of tea. Uncle Dave cast a wistful look towards the house, dreaming about sitting in front of the television, watching his beloved Blues in their big cup final. Instead of cheering them on, like he had hoped to do, he was wedged in a tiny playhouse, drinking imaginary tea and eating imaginary cupcakes with Bunnykins and Lady Teds. Poor Uncle Dave. The playhouse was quickly becoming very hot and stuffy. It wasn't much longer before they all agreed it was too hot and stuffy, and that they could all do with a break to stretch their legs, get some fresh air, and go to the toilet. 5 minutes later, Emma and Sophie returned to the living room, refreshed and ready to go to the playhouse, only to find that Uncle Dave's attention was elsewhere. While the girls had been in the bathroom, he had turned on the football and was now groaning at the highlights of the first half. His Blues had scored an early goal, and things had looked good for a while, but the Reds had then scored 3 goals before half-time to put themselves in a commanding position for the rest of the match. Uncle Dave couldn't believe he'd missed so many goals, even if 3/4 of them had gone against his team. The people on the television were calling it one of the most exciting cup finals they'd ever seen, but Emma and Sophie were unimpressed. They would rather be in the playhouse, hosting their tea party. "Time for the second sitting, Uncle Dave," Emma said brightly. It's actually called the second half," Uncle Dave corrected her. "Not of the football, silly," Sophie piped up, being the first to realise his mistake. "Of the tea party." "Oh." He paused for a moment, looking a little sheepish and awkward. "Actually, girls, I think I'm going to stay and watch the second half of the football now." "But we've got new recipes to try out," Emma protested. "And your team is losing," Sophie pointed out. "Well, that only means they need my support more," Uncle Dave countered. "You're more than welcome to join me here, or you can carry on with your tea party. It's entirely up to you." The firm tone of Uncle Dave's response suggested that his mind could not be changed this time. Since neither of them really saw the point of football, Emma and Sophie trudged back into the garden to resume their tea party on their own. The tea party wasn't the same without Uncle Dave and his bumbling buffoonery. It was much quieter for a start, and although it went far more to plan without his mischievous antics to disrupt things, Emma and Sophie didn't laugh anywhere near as much as they had before. As they sipped their tea in sophisticated silence, they heard a massive cheer erupt from the house that suddenly seemed much more exciting than their tired tea party. Emma and Sophie both agreed that they should go to the house and investigate, collecting Bunnykins and Lady Teds as they left. When they arrived in the living room, Uncle Dave looked very happy. The Blues had scored an early second-half goal and were back in the game, much to Uncle Dave's delight. "Everything okay, girls?" he asked when he finally noticed they had joined him again. "We just wanted to see what all the noise was about, really," Emma said, her own attention now drawn to the television. And I am feeling quite hungry now, Sophie said, eyeing up the crisps and dips that were now spread out on the coffee table in front of Uncle Dave. I see, said Uncle Dave with a broad smile. I tell you what then, how about you wash your hands and then you can share some of these snacks while we watch the football together. But football's boring, Sophie said with a wrinkle of her nose. Well, have you ever watched a match before? Uncle Dave asked. Both girls shook their heads. Their dislike of football was purely based on playing rather than watching. And even then they hadn't played that much, since the boys refused to pass to them whenever they tried to. Uncle Dave smiled again. He explained how it was the first time his team had ever reached a cup final, and that nobody thought they stood a chance of winning it against the much better Reds. But in sport, anything could happen. Emma and Sophie were still sceptical, especially given the scoreline, but the promise of snacks was enough to persuade them to at least give the game a try. Things didn't start well. Within seconds of Emma and Sophie joining him on the sofa, the Reds scored again, causing Uncle Dave to collapse back into his seat with a very loud groan. Emma and Sophie saw it as the perfect opportunity to load their plates with crisps while Uncle Dave wasn't paying attention. There's still time, Uncle Dave said as he sat back up and composed himself again. His optimism was rewarded on the 60-minute mark as the Blues scored another goal to make it 4-3. Uncle Dave leapt to his feet and roared his joy, making Emma and Sophie both jump. Uncle Dave, you nearly dropped the chocolates on the floor, Emma told him off, but he was too busy chanting some funny song about the goal scorer's name to hear. From that point on, Uncle Dave was buzzing. He was almost always on the edge of his seat, heading and kicking an imaginary ball with the same gusto he'd had when spilling imaginary pots of tea in the playhouse. His energy was rubbing off on the girls, who were finding the game much more exciting than they thought they would, largely thanks to Uncle Dave's over-the-top reactions. Oh, referee, you... Uncle Dave paused, suddenly remembering his current company. Jammy Dodger? Emma and Sophie thought it was a strange insult, but supposed it must be quite common in football games, as Uncle Dave used it quite a few times after that. But for all his imaginary kicks and biscuit-based insults, Uncle Dave's efforts didn't seem to be helping the team very much, as they were still trailing 4-3 heading into the last few minutes of the match. Then, in the 89th minute, the unthinkable happened. The Blues scored again, to draw the game level at 4-4. Emma and Sophie had never seen anything like it, and nor had Uncle Dave, at least when watching his Blues. The whole stadium came alive with noise and bouncing bodies. Uncle Dave was bouncing around the living room with them, and even Emma and Sophie couldn't resist joining in, jumping up from the sofa and shouting as loud as they could. There was total euphoria as they all enjoyed the most unlikely of goals. Well, the most unlikely of goals so far. In the 93rd minute, when everyone thought the game was going to extra time and a dreaded penalty shootout, one brave Blue stepped up and won the match for his team. Of all the people to score the winner, it was their goalkeeper, who had run the whole length of the pitch, leapt above everyone else in the penalty box, and somehow remembered not to use his hands and instead direct a header into the back of the net. Uncle Dave couldn't believe it. The crowd on the television couldn't believe it. Even the commentators said, very loudly, that they couldn't believe it. But as reality sank in, the noise levels rose and Uncle Dave cheered himself hoarse. Emma and Sophie got swept up in the moment too, running around the room with bunnikins and lady teds. The Blues had won the cup against every challenge thrown at them for the first time in their history. It was an achievement that meant everything to Uncle Dave, who had supported the Blues since he was Sophie's age, despite them never winning anything usually. His ecstatic joy spread to Emma and Sophie, who were beaming just as broadly as he was. When Mummy arrived home soon after, she was not prepared for the sudden, loud appearance of her two excited children and her equally excited brother. "We won, Mummy! We won!" they screamed in delighted unison. She didn't really care either way, and was more concerned at the hyperactive children she was about to inherit from Uncle Dave. "You've had a fun afternoon, then?" Mummy asked. "Oh, yes," said Emma. "I want to watch football with Uncle Dave again." "Me too," said Sophie. "Oh, that's a relief," Uncle Dave said with a beaming grin, "because I think you're now our lucky mascots." And with that, he popped his hat on Emma's head, his scarf on Sophie's shoulders, and took off round the living room with them for one more victory lap.